Now, the Oregon legislative session is in full swing, working to address the needs of people all over the state of Oregon, and not just people, we are reminded. The state has significant oversight of wildlife issues, and Oregon Wildlife Coalition has a list of ideas for how the legislature can address and adjust that oversight. Center for Biological Diversity is one member of the Oregon Wildlife Coalition. Quinn Reed is Oregon Policy Director at the center and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Quinn, welcome to the Exchange.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on.
You bet. Who else is in the coalition with you?
Certainly. So the other members of the coalition include Audubon Society of Portland, Cascadia Wildlands, Defenders of Wildlife, Humane Society of the United States, Humane Visitors Oregon, Oregon Wild, and the Western Environmental Law Center. It's a terrific group of folks working to conserve wildlife in Oregon.
And all the guests on the Exchange in the past, I'm pretty sure. The goals start with securing legislative victories for wildlife. That's a general goal, but what tops the list of specific things?
Well, there's a couple of things I'd love to talk with you about. The first one is Senate Bill 199. So one of the quirks of Oregon law is that we have an entire category of wildlife that's classified in statute as predatory. So this is not a scientific classification or definition of predatory. Rather, these are animals that cause damage to crops. It includes some critters that you might expect, like coyotes, and some you might not, including beavers, the state animal. So the practical impact of the statute is that it removes these so-called predatory animals from the authority of the Department of Fish and Wildlife and moves the Department of Agriculture. So the coalition is working this session to try to restore the authority of the Department of Fish and Wildlife and the Fish and Wildlife Commission to be able to regulate all categories of wildlife.
And this, to give an example then, we talked not long ago about the coyote killing contest in Oregon, right, and the vote of the Fish and Wildlife Commission, which was not to make any instant change, but to direct staff to look for approaches. This looks like coming at it from another angle.
You know, it's certainly part of it. Over the last couple of years, you know, we've run into this predatory animal statute as an obstacle several times, where it's hampered the ability of the Fish and Wildlife Commission to make rules and regulations that otherwise it should be able to. So certainly the ban on coyote killing contests is a perfect example of that. Were the predatory animal statute not in effect, the Fish and Wildlife Commission would have complete authority to say, we're going to ban coyote killing contests in their entirety. As it exists now, there's still some troubling loopholes that would allow those contests to happen. We ran into similar obstacles when it's trying to ban beaver trapping on federally managed public lands, again, as a predatory animal, which every time I say it, it doesn't make sense to think of beavers as predatory. But we ran into that obstacle. The commission wasn't able to ban trapping. We ran into it again in our effort to reduce trap check times in Oregon. Because that's under the authority of Department of Agriculture, the Fish and Wildlife Commission was limited. So this is something that we've run into in the past and expect to run into over and over again.
I notice beyond predatory animal designations that poaching is also among the concerns of the Oregon Wildlife Coalition. What kinds of things would you like to see happen there?
You know, certainly some of the things we're advocating for are additional funding to support ODFW, the Department of Fish and Wildlife's anti-poaching education and outreach program. So we've worked really closely with the agency to develop a reward fund specifically to address poaching incidents for threatened and endangered species. This was something that didn't exist before, so we're really proud of that partnership. And we want to do everything we can to build public awareness, and that takes money. So that's something that is in ODFW's budget request and something we're absolutely supporting.
All right. It looks like a lot of this really is about sort of re-empowering the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife as I look at the priorities on your list.
Absolutely. And one of the big issues relates to the Fish and Wildlife Commission itself, its structure, and who is qualified to serve on the commission. So as it stands now, the commission, again, by law, is a 7-member body. 5 of the commissioners come from each of the congressional districts, And then we have one at large from east of the Cascades and one at large from west of the Cascades. So when Oregon redistricted, it created an additional congressional district. And all of a sudden that threw the establishing language for the Fish and Wildlife Commission into a bit of disarray. So we knew going into this session that we were going to need a legislative fix. That's also opened up kind of a can of worms for folks who'd like to completely restructure the commission. So we're expecting multiple different proposals for how that body looks, where commissioners should come from, what kind of backgrounds they should have. We've seen some proposals, for example, that are troubling, that would require commissioners to have, would tie commission seats to specific industries like logging and ranching. And that's something that the coalition in particular is troubled by. What we'd like to see is the state maintain a structure based on proportional representation. So we think that's frankly an easy fix. It would mean moving to 6 seats tied to congressional districts and then having one at large. So that's what we're advocating for, but that's going to be an interesting debate over the course of this session and has really broad implications. You know, as you know, the Fish and Wildlife Commission has quite broad authority to manage fish and wildlife, so it's a hugely important entity for us.
We're talking to Quinn Reed here on the Jefferson Exchange, Oregon Policy Director at the Center for Biological Diversity, which is one of the components of the Oregon Wildlife Coalition. So you do have some help on your agenda, or at least some sympathy from the Legislative Wildlife Caucus. Talk about that.
Yes, absolutely. The Wildlife Caucus is a group of legislators who have a particular interest in wildlife issues in Oregon. And it was formed a couple of years ago and is currently chaired by Representative Helm and Senator Gorsuch. And this was a really exciting development in Oregon because...
Oops, our phone line went dead. This is the Jefferson Exchange on JPR. Quinn Reed is Oregon Policy Director, Center for Biological Diversity.